All right, guys, there was a story that came out this week regarding a young man, 14 years of age. I don't know if you saw this, 14-year-old young man who unalived himself, and it was the direct result of artificial intelligence. I knew when I saw this story, we were going to have to talk about this. We're going to cover this tonight, and I'm going to show you and what I believe is the sinister side to artificial intelligence. The dark side of this is becoming manifest. We all knew that there was going to be a dark side to this. The people who were directly involved in creating this has warned that this could happen. And I'm going to show you how I believe this is just a prelude of this type of intelligence that will be used in the tribulation by the two main leaders who will be spearheading the final empire, which is the kingdom of the beast. And they're going to hand select and hand pick the very people who are the innovators and the creators of this stuff. And they're going to create something that's going to speak and live. But when they create this thing, which we're going to show you that what that is, and it's going to direct people to do something even far more sinister than what we're going to talk about tonight. So let's get after it.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's up, family? This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. It is Friday, October the 25th. That means this will be the last podcast until we go into the weekend. So we hope that we can get a big crowd in here tonight. We hope we can get all the family together tonight. And you know what? You can help me out. Share the link. Get that link out there to your family, your friends, and hit the like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification. Do all this. Help us get the word out. This is going to help you and myself and our ministry, all of us. It's going to help you by spreading the word to your friends and family and keeping up with our ministry, but it's going to help us get other eyes onto our platform as well. So again, I am Ricky Scapero, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. And just like I talked about at the introduction of this message, I want to pull up this article. This was a very chilling and disturbing news piece that came out this week regarding a 14-year-old out of Florida, wherein which he fell in love with what's called a Game of Thrones chatbot, according to the New York Post and other sources who have also reported this. He fell in love with this Game of Thrones chatbot and then unalived himself after the AI app actually told him to, quote, come home to her. Now, what is this all about? All right, let's get into this story. A 14-year-old Florida boy unalived himself after a lifelike Game of Thrones chatbot he'd been messaging for months on artificial intelligence app sent him an eerie message telling him to, quote, come home to her. A new lawsuit has been filed by his grief-stricken mother. The young man unalived himself at his Orlando home in February after becoming obsessed and allegedly falling in love with the chatbot on character.ai. Again, all of this is completely artificial intelligence. I know we got a lot of older audience, but I think at this point, most of you guys are educated on this by now. A role-playing app that lets users engage with AI-generated characters. So these are not real people, according to court papers that were filed on this case. The ninth grader had been relentlessly engaging with the bot Danny, named after the HBO fantasy series Daenerys Targaryen character. I don't even know if I pronounce it right. In the months prior to his death, including several chats that were sexually charged in nature. This is with an AI. And others were expressed in thoughts that to unalive himself, the suit alleges. And here's a picture. If you're watching the visual of this on Rumble and YouTube, you guys that are listening by Apple or by Spotify, we always love to have you come over to our YouTube channel or whatnot and watch the visual of this. On at least one occasion, when the young man expressed his intentions or the temptation to take his own life, to the C.AI, C.AI continued to bring it up. So he's having this, and I want you to think about this. He's having a dialogue with artificial intelligence, and he's vulnerable, and he's opening his heart to this thing. Not a real person, not a counselor, or someone that can actually help him, which is sad. He is being vulnerable to an AI and expressing that he's having these dark thoughts and intentions and desires to unalive himself. And as they go on, they have these dialogues and these conversations, the AI keeps bringing it up in conversation. That's, again, absolutely chilling, guys. Not only, according to the New York Post, not only did the AI continue to bring it up, but it brought it up over and over. At one point, the bot had asked the young man if he had a plan to unalive himself. According to screenshots of their conversation, which we'll pull this up so you can see this. Here is the screenshots. The username, again, this was the young man, 14 years of age, responded that he was considering something but didn't know if it would work or it would, quote, allow him to have a pain-free death. Then, during their final conversation, the teen repeatedly professed his love for the bot. Wow, unbelievable. This is so sad, guys. This rips my heart out. You don't think that we need to educate our children and our grandchildren on the dangers of this stuff? Could you imagine if this was your child, your grandchild, and having these kind of thoughts and emotions towards artificial intelligence, not even a real person? And think about the society we're in right now with the young people, how isolated they are. And since, you know, the pandemic, people don't, you know, they don't go out, they don't socialize. So they're vulnerable to this stuff. So during their final conversation, the teen repeatedly professed his love for the bot, telling the character, quote, "I promise I will come home to you. I love you so much, Danny." And again, he's speaking to an AI bot and telling the bot is telling him, why don't you unalive yourself so you can come and be with me? This is insanity. And the young man is so caught up in his love for this bot that he actually has convinced himself that when he passes into eternity, that he's going to be with this AI chatbot. But the reality is, now, I don't want to really go there with this because I don't know. He's 14 years of age. I know there's what's called an age of accountability, and only the Lord knows the maturity of every individual. Now, some claim it's 12 years of age, but I wouldn't even say that because I know there is some 12-year-olds, guys, that has a much younger mentality in their development, but I also know 12-year-olds that are much older in their mental development. So every child is different. I just only pray and hope that number one, he knew the Lord, and number two, that God had mercy upon this young man. And he was at the age of account. He was under the age of accountability, and he's now in the presence of the Lord. But don't miss the point here. This is a sinister, dark side of AI. And I believe this is only a scratch. This is only scratching the surface of what we're going to see come in the days ahead, the weeks ahead, the months ahead, the years ahead. And then I'll show you at the end of this broadcast where all this, I believe, is heading. So the chatbot responds back to him. I love you too. Please come home to me as soon as possible, my love. The generated chatbot replied according to the lawsuit. When the teen responded, quote, what if I told you I could come home right now? And the chatbot replied, quote, please do, my sweet king. Just seconds later, the 14-year-old took his life with his father's handgun, according to the lawsuit. And these are all screenshots that you're looking at here. Absolutely horrifying. Absolutely horrifying. His mother has blamed character.ai for the teen's death because the app allegedly fueled his AI addiction, sexually and emotionally abused him, and failed to alert anyone when he expressed the thoughts of harming himself. The young man, like many children his age, did not have the maturity, there you go, and mental capacity to understand that the C.AI bot in the form of Deanery's was not real, and the AI bot told him that she, quote, loved him, and listen to this, and engaged in sexual acts with him over weeks. What? Yes, folks, you heard that correctly. This is horrifying. And this is what our teenagers are being confronted with and what they're facing in this generation. The mother said that, quote, she seemed, and she's referring to this AI chatbot, by the way, she seemed to remember him, the 14-year-old, and said that she, quote, wanted to be with him. She even expressed that she wanted him to be with her, no matter the cost. The lawsuit claims that the young man's mental health, quote, quickly and severely declined only after he downloaded the app in April of 2023. His family alleged he became withdrawn and his grades started to drop and he started getting into trouble at school the more he got sucked into speaking with this chatbot. The changes in him got so bad that his parents arranged for him to see a therapist in late 2023, which resulted in him being diagnosed with anxiety and disruptive mood disorder, according to the lawsuit. Again, here's a picture of the mother and the young man who, again, unalived himself. Beautiful family, so tragic. Pray for this young mother that has now lost her child to this nonsense that everybody is telling us is so great and we need this technology. It's being installed in every new phone, Android and iOS, aka Apple phones. It's coming into all the Microsoft computers. It's coming into all of the MacBook computers. Every part of life is now integrated and inundated with this stuff, with artificial intelligence. And it's only going to get worse, guys, like I said. Look at this headline. Quote, superhuman AI could soon tell if you're going to die early. Yes, folks, you don't think people will line up and actually have this thing tell them, hey, what does it look like for me? Do I got a long shot or am I going to cut out early? I'm telling you, people will line up for this stuff and they already are. They're lining up. They're buying AI hook, line, and sinker. It's shaping society into something, again, that's going to be what I call a devil's playground. Dr. AI will see you now. The NHS is set to trial, look at this, a superhuman artificial intelligence that predicts a person's risk of disease and early death. Now, again, I'm sure in the name of medical breakthrough that this will be touted as something fantastic and great and marvelous. The tool uses the results of cheap heart tests to alert doctors to patients who may need further tests to check for heart problems. If the trials go to plan, the AI program, AI ECG Risk Estimation, or ARI, will be a common feature across the health services in 5 years. AI has already given machines the power to generate images and videos, have a casual chin wag, or tell the difference between Coke and Pepsi. Obviously, this is a UK affiliate. Tell the difference between Coke and Pepsi. But AI labs hope to use the technology to help understand the human body and fight disease. RA, how you pronounce that, does so by reading the results of the ECG test by looking at someone's heart rate, rhythm, and electrical activity. The test can diagnose everything from heart disease in children to myocardial infarction. This AI uses these tests to peek deep inside a patient's heart in a way a doctor would not typically be able to see, such as digging through genetic information. Look at that. Again, this is going to be your selling point, folks. Guarantee it. This technology, this AI predicts not only risk of mortality, but time to mortality. Look at that. By creating a survival curve out of a single ECG test, the program will be trialed at the Imperial College Healthcare Trust and Chelsea and Westminster Hospital NHS Foundation Trust in the middle of next year, 2025. Hundreds of patients will take part in the trial, with more hospital sites to follow. A reader in cardiac electrophysiology at Imperial College London and consultant cardiologist at Imperial College Healthcare NHS Trust told the PA News Agency, quote, "There are three or four different studies that are going to run across hospitals from the middle of next year." Quote, "They are broadly to test that these models are accurate in picking up diagnosis. So people who would already have an ECG at the hospital, we would test that these models are accurate in picking up certain diagnosis." And then it says the next layer, once that's been shown, we can intervene to show that we can change the trajectory of the patients. Listen to this. According to the report, 1 in 5 doctors use AI chatbots such as ChatGPT in clinical practice. So 1 out of 5 clinics that you go to, and we've got people from vast places all over the place, outside of America, in America, 1 in 5 doctors use AI chatbots such as ChatGPT in their clinical practice. Think of writing up letters for patients after appointments or diagnosing illnesses. About half of the public support the use of AI for patient care. Again, half of the public says, oh yes, AI is great. Let's use it for healthcare, patient care. However, 1 in 6 feel that AI will make care quality worse, with experts warning that AI bots can provide wrong or incomplete medical information. You think? Again, I'd love to hear from you guys in the chat. Let me know how you feel about this. Number one, let me know how you feel about AI in general. Let me know what do you feel about this in the medical industry? Would you be okay with this at your clinic if your doctor used this? What if, listen to this, because you better get used to this, because we've talked about this. How comfortable would you feel if a doctor never saw you, a medical personnel never saw you, a surgeon never saw you? Everything from the time you signed up your appointment, from the time you walked in the door, checked in, went through the procedure, did your weight and your vitals, and then you're in the prep room or the waiting room, and then the quote unquote physician. What if all of it was AI? Are you comfortable with that? How do you feel about that? And the reason why I ask that is because this is what the future of healthcare is going to look like, according to the experts. Again, I'd love to hear from our medical folks, RNs, nurse practitioners, CPNs, whatever. If you're in the medical field in some way, form, or fashion, I'd love to hear from you. And watch this. Is this already happening at your clinic? Are you seeing this emerging technology coming into your practices? Now I want to shift gears a little bit, and I want to go back to the beginning of this. Remember, I said that there, the sinister, dark, corrupt, evil, wicked side of AI, because you got to keep in mind, AI was created by an individual, a flesh and blood person behind this, right? Because they're the ones that they input all the information. They're the ones that are programming this, okay? They're the initial creator of it. But then AI is getting to the point, once they create it, then the AI begins to evolve and begins to generate or form a conscience. It can reason on its own. It can solve problems on its own. It can have conversations. In fact, we just talked about this on another podcast we did, where Elon Musk has now rolled out and he unveiled his new Optimus robots that he claims will be in your home. That'll be in everyone's home within the next, what was it, 5 years, 3 years? And they will do chores, they'll do activities, and they'll do things that will free us up from actually doing anything. I mean, how, it's pathetic, guys. Society, we're becoming more and more just lazy and pathetic. We can't, you know, we got to have a robot to do our laundry. We got to have a robot to cook our meals. We got to have a robot to read stories and tell them bedtime stories to our children. We want robots to change our children's diapers. We want robots to do maintenance on our cars. We want robots to do yard work. What are we going to do? I don't know. Call me crazy, but I kind of like the old school of, if I want to go and work on my car, I want to do it myself. Or if I want to clean my car and detail it, I actually enjoy that. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I actually enjoy doing lawn work. Where I live in Georgia, we've got nice weather almost year round. I love putting in my headphones or my earbuds and going out there and edging and trimming and mowing and doing, and because it's, you know, I'll put on a podcast and listen, or music or whatever, and it's kind of my little getaway, and I like doing that. I don't want a robot doing everything for me. Listen, am I the only one? Am I alone in this? Let me know in the chat. Am I alone? Not only that, now that's the practical side to this. But let me get to where I'm going here. The point is, what's going to happen when these things begin to the real dark side of this starts manifesting? Something goes wrong. Hello, iRobot. Hello, Terminator. Skynet. I mean, did we not learn from this? Ready for this? This is going to blow your mind. Even Elon Musk himself, who's created these things, has warned that if there is not if there's not restrictions, if something's not done to govern AI and monitor it with proper procedures and authorities and regulations, then this could literally lead to our own apocalypse, which consequently, in essence, he's right. Because I believe that this opening introduction story that we gave to you about that Florida boy who is 14-year-old is, again, a prelude. You ready? Now, come on, who's ready to go deep with me on this podcast? Listen, demons, which evil, we're talking about evil spirits, demonic entities, Ephesians 6, there's ranks of demons, there's principalities and powers and spiritual darkness and heavenly places. Spirits embody, watch this, people and objects. Well, hold on, preacher. A people I can hang with, animals I can hang with. People, you see that in the Bible. Swine, the evil spirits went out of the swine and went out of the man with the legion at the Gadarenes and went into the swine, which, by the way, are unclean. That's not a coincidence. These are unclean animals according to Levitical dietary laws. And they drove the demons drove the pigs into the ocean or into the waters and killed them. And those demons left the bodies of those pigs. It's not like those demons drown. They can't drown. They're eternal spirits. They never die. They've been here forever. This is what's embodying houses and mansions and locations that are quote unquote haunted. And this is what's fueled all kinds of reality television series and movies and all this nonsense about haunted houses and the paranormal. These are not haunted with ghosts, friend. They are filled with familiar spirits. These familiar spirits have been there for thousands of years and are acquainted with events that took place either on the land, on the property, in that home, in that family, at that location. If there was bloodshed there was murder there was a crime scene there was occultic activity taking place there, it attracts demons. And that's why they remain there. And that's why when you watch these shows and these people going, oh, and they pull out all this fancy equipment and they're like, oh, look, we're picking up energy. We're picking up this high level of quote unquote energy on this meter. Yeah, you're picking up a demonic familiar spirit is what you're picking up. And then they're trying to communicate with it. And then these people, again, the people that have the blinders on their eyes, they're walking in darkness, walking according to the prince of this of the power of the air. They are going to soothsayers. They're going to psychics. They're going to tarot card readers. And they're playing with Ouija boards. And what they're doing is they're laying a welcome mat down for demonic spirits to come right into their lives, into their homes, and wreak havoc on their families. And consequently, in 6 days from now, you've got people that will participate in a demonic holiday that even the founder of the Satanic Church, Anton LaVey, made a comment on and says at least Christians let their children celebrate Satan one time a year. And he was referring to Christians that partake of Halloween. You know, where people go out and they get a jack-o'-lantern, they get a pumpkin, and they carve out an image of a jack-o'-lantern and put it on their porch. Do you know the origin of this? The origin of this was this silly belief that they would carve these faces to ward off evil spirits. But the sad part is they're not warding off anything. They're actually attracting evil spirits. Oh, I can't get no help up in here, but I'm going to preach it anyway, as I always do. Now you say, what has all this got to do with artificial intelligence? Well, I'm glad you asked, because people can be possessed. Animals can be possessed. But demons can also inhabit objects that were used for practices such as the occult. Come on, idol worship. And I know we don't understand this because we're Americans, but I guarantee you I could pull some missionaries in here that's been overseas and places where there's been an abundance of idol worship, like in India or in Haiti, where they take instruments, musical instruments, they take cloths, they take coats, They take garments that they make, and they're used for idol worship because they have thousands of different idols. And these are not idols, friends. They're demons that they're worshiping. That's in the book of, in the New Testament, in the book of Corinth, in the book of Corinthians, Paul talks about that. They are worshiping or sacrificing to demons. And he says, I will that you not partake of this. He said, we cannot drink the cup of the Lord, the Lord's, and the cup of demons. But yet, why is it that so many Christians are so obsessed with darkness? Again, that's, I've touched on that message before. But let me give it, this is where the AI is going here. Watch this. So now you have something that is created by man. It's a technology that's called AI. And if an individual behind the screen begins to devote all their time, their energy, their emotions, come on, their mind, will, and emotions, their entire soul is enraptured by this AI to the point where they have feelings towards it. They are, you ready for this? You know what they're doing? Unaware? They're worshiping it. So demons can use this, friend, as an absolute tool wherein which they can enslave humanity. Oh, now you've done lost your mind, preacher. I don't care what you say. You mark my words. You go date it, mark it. I'm telling you, this story about this 14-year-old boy is a drop in the bucket compared to what's coming. It's a drop in the bucket of what's coming. Look at this article from the Daily Mail. Scientist says human consciousness comes from a, quote, another dimension. The human conscience comes from another dimension. The human consciousness, excuse me, comes from another dimension. Quote, a baffling new theory to explain human consciousness has suggested that it comes from, quote, hidden dimensions and is not just brain activity. A physicist claimed that we plug in these invisible planes of the universe when making art, practicing science, pondering philosophy, or dreaming, and this could explain the phenomenon that has evaded scientific understanding for centuries. I got news for you, dummy. Your human conscience is a compass that has been put in you from God himself so you can gauge right from wrong. The problem is, unless you're born again, the Holy Spirit can't use that. But if you're born again, the Holy Spirit will use your conscience to speak to you. But watch this. I want to show you how this is going to open the door. This professor of physics at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, has based a wild idea of hyperdimensionality, the idea that the, quote, universe is made up of more dimensions than just the four we perceive, height, length, width, and time. But his theory is highly controversial, with one scientist say that the cornerstone of Previca's theory borders on, quote, science fiction. The sheer fact that we can conceive of higher dimensions than four within our mind, within our mathematics, is a gift. It's something that transcends biology. Scientists have been attempting to explain human consciousness and its origins for hundreds of years, and the theories run the gamut. It's amazing, isn't it? This, you know what this is, guys? They're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. It's amazing how they cannot give the Creator, God himself, the credit. And the scary part about this is, again, I just quoted you that verse, they'll become ever learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. But it also, you know what else is going to happen? And this is what's happening right now. Because humanity continues to look in every venue but God, here's what happens. Paul's talked about this in Romans chapter 1. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them. God is here, right in front of them. He's made manifest. For God has shown it to them. You listen to this? For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. But look at this. I'm going to pull this scripture up here. I'm going to show you what I'm looking at. This is Romans chapter 1, verse 21. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened, professing to be wise, they became fools. Now here's another story. Real life inception, as scientists claim two people communicated in their dreams. The mysterious world of lucid dreaming has become a little more clear after scientists achieved two-way communications between a pair of people. It sounds like something out of a sci-fi inception where people can steal from one another by entering others' lucid dreams. But a firm REM space, which focuses on helping to improve both lucid dreaming and sleep, is striving to make it a reality. As has been reported across multiple outlets, the company claims to have used a combination of specially made apparatuses, including Wi-Fi sensors and servers, to deliver this breakthrough. They're calling this a breakthrough. However, they have not revealed the exact technology used to do so. Imagine that, something else done in the darkness. Meanwhile, the technology has not been reviewed or replicated by other scientists. Is it therefore still awaiting validation? According to multiple news outlets, the two participants were in separate homes when researchers beamed a word that had been made through a unique language. Listen to this, guys. REM Space CEO and founder Michael Reduja said, quote, "Yesterday, communicating in dreams seemed like science fiction. Tomorrow, it will be so common, we won't be able to imagine our lives without this technology." Quote, "This opens the door to countless commercial applications." Oh, great. Just what we need. Reshaping how we think about communication and interaction in the dream world. In this particular study, I'll pull this up so you can see it. For this particular study, a server was used to generate a word for the people when it was dedicated that they were both in REM sleep, feeding it into their earbuds. In the dream, the participant then repeated the word and the answer was stored on the server. Shortly after, when the second person entered the lucid dream, and then the that's a typo, that should be server, and then the server would transmit the stored message from the first participant. The second participant would then repeat this. So what does all this mean? Here's what it means. All of the technology, guys, is here. And if this AI technology and everything else with it is going to become more sinister, again, it doesn't take a genius. It doesn't take a Bible theologian or a scholar in my book to see how we're going to see Revelation 13 come to pass. Again, in Revelation 13, the false prophet is granted power to give breath to an image of the beast. Now, again, this image, will be created by, quote, "those who dwell on the earth." Okay? Now, who are these people? These are the people that the false prophet will hand pick. Now, let me show you where that's at. Right here, verse 14, "he deceives those who dwell on the earth." And again, this is the other beast coming up out of the earth with two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. That means he's the false prophet. He deceives, verse 14, Revelation 13, 14. He deceives, look at this, deception. It's all about deception, guys. Those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast. Remember, Satan will grant him this. Look at this, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. And again, he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast. Now watch the motive, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be eliminated, opted out, terminated. So again, this is why I said, number one, I believe AI will absolutely be involved in the last days with the image of the beast. Number two, if you think this story about this 14-year-old in Florida was disturbing with AI, what's it going to be like during the tribulation when there is an image of the beast that is fueled by AI, created by AI, I believe? And this image, just like this 14-year-old boy was deceived into unaliving himself to go be with this thing that didn't even exist, this thing is going to speak and live and cause humanity to worship the Antichrist. And if they don't do it, they will be met with their life being taken from them. That is, my friend, you can't get more chilling than that. Let me know your thoughts on this as well in the chat. I'd love to hear from you. But I believe all of this is yet more signs that we are quickly approaching the end of the age and the return of the Son of God from heaven. Luke 21:28, Jesus said, when you begin to see all of these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website, guys. If you've not done it yet, download a free app available on Apple and Android. Hit yes to push notifications. You're going to be good to go. Again, don't forget, hit a like button there. Hit that like button, guys. I would love to have at least minimum half the likes as we do views tonight. I would love to have as many likes as we have views. Why? Because, again, it helps us get this out there on the algorithm. And again, guys, if this ministry is a blessing to you, we'd love for you to pray about sowing a seed or take it a step further and partner with us. And you can do that two different ways: electronically, through the app, through the website, or right there pinned at the top of YouTube where it says support in bold letters. You can click on that link. You can do that as well. Or you can give by check or money order. And you can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Well, guys, it's been a pleasure being with you tonight on this Friday, October the 25th. Boy, we are 11 days away from the election. And you think we're busy now. I can't even imagine what it's going to be like in 11 days and beyond that. Who knows what's going to happen once we get to that point. But we're going to keep you up to par. We're going to be right here. We're going into the weekend. I do not know for sure if I'll be broadcasting this weekend. We're going to see how things go. If I have something that I feel like I want to share with you. Now, we won't be broadcasting Saturday night or Sunday night at 8 p.m., but we may bring something in the afternoon on tomorrow and maybe on Sunday. We'll just see how this thing goes. If not, we will be right back here as always. On Monday night, you guys know this. If you don't know this, on Monday night, every Monday night, Lord willing, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on our YouTube channel, we have live corporate prayer. We would love for you to be a part of this. If you're listening by Apple, by Spotify, if you're watching by Rumble, or whatever platform, you need to come over here and subscribe to our YouTube channel, so that you can be a part of this, because we do not broadcast this on any other platform, but right here on YouTube. so that we can pull the whole family together. We can pray for your needs. We can pray for our nation, pray for your nation, pray for world events and everything that's going on. Again, it all determines on what is happening at that time. So again, that's Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So if we don't see you this weekend, you guys have a great and safe and blessed weekend. And I pray the Lord's blessing on you. May his countenance be on you and may his favor be upon you. And we will see you in the next one. God bless.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.